You're listening to The Pipeline Show with Dean Millard and Guy Flaming on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
Welcome back to The Pipeline Show, everybody. It's Guy and Taylor with you as we go round and round the world of hockey prospects. You like that one, eh, Taylor? All right, we're going to head across the pond. We're going to be joined by Nick Funa in a moment. He's our guest this week from HockeyProspect.com. Second time he's been on the show with us this season. And we will be doing this all season long, not just with Nick, but with a random scout from HockeyProspect.com every week during the course of the year. And they've been providing us with great insight already this season, and we're going to keep it going as we welcome Nick back to the show. And Nick, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic, and eager to hear some more about some of the guys over there that we need to know for the 2016 NHL draft coming up next June. Let's start with Carl Grunstrom. He's a forward playing for Moto, and he's playing professionally this year. He's got 3 points in 12 games, at least the last that I've seen. What can you tell us about Carl?
Yeah, with Grunstrom, I go back to last year and some of the international tournaments. That's the first time I saw him, and I pretty much like his game since then. In Sweden, over, he's playing with the men's team. He's been playing mostly fourth, sometimes third-line minutes, obviously, so not a lot of production.
Sure.
But I'm not too concerned about that because the Swedish top league, I mean, it's not an easy league to score in for a guy that's draft eligible. As far as the type of game Grunstrom plays, well, first off, not exceptionally big. I think he's listed at like 6 feet tall, but he's got a pretty wide frame, 190 pounds, I think, already, or yep, something like that. His game is a kind of a mix of skill and power. I like to call that kind of a skilled power forward game. He does throw his weight around a bit, but he's not someone that's extremely intimidating or anything like that. He's got decent hands, can make you pay, but he doesn't look to dig guys out consistently. If you make a mistake, though, or if you give him that room, you know, he's going to convert on it. So it's not an issue for him. Pretty decent vision, can make a pass. In the defensive zone, I would say, like most Swedish forwards, pretty conscious of his role there. Also supported the puck movement up the ice through neutral zone pretty well. Overall, I would say his main thing is basically that mix of skill and some power to his game that makes him really an attractive option for the team.
Nick, do you expect that he will play for Sweden at the 2016 World Junior Championship in Helsinki?
It's hard to say if he would for sure. He's played some games for the under-20 team already, so I think he does have a shot.
All right,
but,
perfect.
I don't think I could guarantee that he would.
So not for sure. He's on the bubble.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Anton Cederholm's younger brother, Jacob, or Jakob Cederholm. You tell me if it's Jakob or Jacob, but what kind of a player is he? And I see he's kind of bounced around between the SHL and the junior level, but either way, that's pretty impressive that he's been able to play for HV71 at both levels.
Yeah, as far as Jakob versus Jakob, I don't know because I'm not Swedish, so I don't want to offend any Swedish guys that might be listening.
Me neither.
So far, he split time, like you said, between the men's team and the J20 team. Obviously, he doesn't have a lot of points in either, but for a guy like him that's more of a defensive defenseman, it's not that much of an issue. You know, it's not something that you would look at or worry about. I think Cederholm, he's got the makings of a kind of a modern defensive defenseman. He's got really three main assets, I would say, and that's he's got good size at 6'3", but he's pretty light for now, just 180 pounds or so. He's got the skating, he moves well, so that's great. And then you have his stick. I think he's got a really good stick. Gets some good length out of it. He uses it for poke checks, and you know he can be that guy that is going to use his stick to steer the play play to the outside, establish some sort of control of space around him. The compete level of his, I think, is fine as well. For his checking to be effective, especially wall battles, I think he's going to need to fill out, like I said. Puck movement-wise, he's smart enough if you consider that he's a defensive defenseman, but he's not going to be your puck distributing guy, you know, the main one anyways.
Right.
One asset that maybe he's a bit underrated with is that he can use that skating reach to kind of bring the puck up the ice.
So he can? He's a puck rusher?
Not necessarily. It's more like he would just move it out of danger.
Okay.
You know, there, he wouldn't really attack with it, but he can use the reach and skating just to kind of move it out of danger. In the offensive zone, there's probably never going to be much there, I don't think. He would do well just to make sure his point shots get on net and that he makes smart pinches. I think overall, you're probably looking at the guy that's kind of a modern defensive defenseman if he hits his potential.
Right. Nick Fune from HockeyProspect.com is our guest right now. We're talking about some European players that are eligible for the 2016 NHL draft, and Cedarholm has a teammate that you wanted to talk about in another Jacob Moverer, who is his teammate at HV71, and again a guy who seems to be moving up between the pro team and the J20 team as well.
Yeah, he also, like you said, splits time between the men's team and the J20 team. I think he's interesting because he doesn't have any giant holes in his game. He's got good size, quite filled out already for his height as well. He's not a pure shutdown guy, but he probably falls somewhere between that two-way defenseman and defensive defenseman. He's not quite either, but probably somewhere in the middle. He's got good skating, and in his first few steps of a standstill and changes of direction can look a bit on the slower side, but for his size and how heavy he already is, I think he moves reasonably well. He reads the play well, usually positionally solid. The stick is active as well, although I don't think he gets quite as much length out of it as his teammate Cederholm, for example. Physically, he competes well, but he as well is not that punishing guy. You know, he'll engage when he has to, but he's not going to punish a guy
right
where they're afraid to go into the corner or whatever. He's got a good first pass, and if you make another comparison, I guess, to his teammate Cederholm, he's probably a bit smarter in seeing these options and doesn't need to get rid of the puck as quickly as you would say a shutdown-only guy would. He's also made some smart plays in the offensive zone, although I wouldn't really expect him to put up a lot of points on the board. I think ultimately he's got maybe a bit more versatility than Cederholm, probably still falls more to the defensive side. And the issue for him is that he's kind of jack of all trades, master of none, I guess is the saying in English. There's some concern that he might just be a depth guy if he doesn't, you know, consistently improve his overall game.
Between the two Jacobs, who do you like more personally?
I have them ranked extremely close, actually. I'm a fan of Cederholm. I think the reason I like Cederholm more is because I think he's more of a unique player than Moverer is. I think if Cederholm hits, he's going to really find a solid role of a shutdown guy in the NHL.
All right. We're speaking with Nick Fune from HockeyProspect.com about some Euro players we need to know for the 2016 NHL draft. That takes us to Otto Mäkinen, who was from Finland and is playing in Finland, but playing for the U20 squad for Tappara. Now, this is a forward who's got some size, height at least, 6'1", but he's only 176 pounds, so he's still a little bit small, but he's putting up decent numbers.
Yeah, his numbers are decent. I think maybe they could be a bit better. He's about half a point per game, but you can't really scout numbers, you know. Like you said, he's got decent size. I think he plays the game in a quite a mature way. He looks to support the puck. He's maybe not the most creative center. You know, he's not going to distribute the puck like Joe Thornton or Henrik Sedin. He can make those little passes and move the puck up the air, up the ice, and help gain the zone for his team. Defensively as well, he comes back deep to support his defensemen, which is nice to see at his age. He competes reasonably well, not all that physical. He's not going to be a defensive specialist, I don't think. I think he's got a pretty nice shot, especially if I go back a bit further to the Hlinka tournament, where yes. I saw a bunch of his games. He's shown that he can find that soft spot on the ice and wire the puck.
Yeah.
And going forward, the best fit for him is probably if he gets, you know, a skilled playmaking winger, that's probably going to bring the best qualities out of him. And his issue, the main one that I can think of, is that his skating is a bit subpar. It might improve, but I think it's a bit of a problem for him to keep up at times.
Well, and as you mentioned, at the Ivan Hlinka tournament, he had a good tournament, 5 points in five games, four of them were goals, so he has the ability to score. Another forward that we're going to talk about is Jesper Bratt, who's another Swedish player, and he's playing for AIK, and mostly as a professional, but in the second division in Sweden, in the Allsvenskan. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, like you said, he's playing the second division with men. That's still a reasonably hard league to score in for a draft eligible. Obviously, a bit more production would be nice because he's kind of a skill-first guy, but
sure.
Considering he's not projected to go, say, in the first round, he's more of a mid-round guy, is that it's not the end of the world if he doesn't score tons at a pro league right now.
Right. He's small, though, right? Yeah.
Yeah. He's a smaller winger. The skating and puck skills are quite good. One thing that I like about him is that he's very confident, and he can make plays at pace. You know, he doesn't wait around. His decision making is quite quick, and you can tell that he wants to create something offensively. One thing he's good at, he's kind of good at hiding himself on the weak side of the ice, and then kind of cutting laterally, say, from the half wall area towards the middle and into a hole that might have developed in the slot. If he gets a puck there with speed, he can make you pay really quickly. But he's not a guy that's going to, you know, hold on to the puck for an eternity like one of the Nylander brothers. Although obviously he's not anywhere near very good either. Out of the defensive zone, he picks up speed quite quickly, but for a smaller guy, his top end speed, I wouldn't say that it's great. Defensively off the puck, he's not really one of those smaller puck hounds type of guys. I think he competes okay, but it's not really a strength for him.
Well, small and doesn't have blazing speed. That's two pretty big knocks against a guy. Let's end it with a goaltender in Finnish netminder Severi Isokangas. I'm not sure if I pronounced that even close to correctly, but what can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Isokangas, he's only played like five games, I think, the whole year so far. But I saw him once since Hlinka, but a bunch back at Hlinka as well. I think he's listed at 6'1", so considering he's 17, he might say top out as a 6'2", which is kind of a mid-sized goalie these days. Well, when he's at his best, he's really a calming influence for his defense. He plays in a very controlled manner with little to no erratic movement, very compact. There's not a lot of holes in his game, technique-wise or movement-wise. I think he's got good reflexes, and despite being only mid-sized, he does fill out the net quite well. In my viewings, he's played at kind of a more of a conservative style, maybe a bit deeper back in the net. He had very good rebound control, So if you don't pick out corners against him, he doesn't give up anything, more or less. I've seen him stop, like, say, a rush chance on a 2-on-1 against without even giving up a rebound. So that's been a consistent strength for him, I would say. The weak point of his, I would say, is maybe more mental, more than anything. When he's under pressure, there's a tendency to kind of shrink into the net a bit too much. And then it gets too easy for the shooters to kind of score in the top corners because he's not big enough to really shrink so much as he does.
Right.
I would like to see him maybe retain that balance of coming out enough, even when he's getting peppered with shots, you know.
All right, well, hopefully the next time we have you on, he'll have played a few more games and grown another inch or two as well. Nick, we appreciate your time today. Look forward to doing it again over the course of the season.
All right, thanks for having me.
You betcha. That was Nick Funa from HockeyProspect.com, and that's the website to go to for all the latest and the best when it comes to rankings for the 2016 NHL draft. They do a fantastic job, and their top 30 is available on their website. Of course, you can subscribe while you're there. Check out the website, see what package you're interested in, and then you can get a whole lot more information from HockeyProspect.com. All right, when we come back, we are going to head south of the border, talk a little NCAA. We're going to put the spotlight on the Big Ten Conference, and we'll speak with Nate Wells from SB Nation about that. That's coming up here on the Pipeline Show on TSN 1260.
Deflect it to the line. Werenski trying to hold it in and does. Plays it behind the net. And Chess Jorkin with his 33rd save of the game. Werenski scores! Big goal for Zach Werenski.
Hey, this is Zach Werenski with the University of Michigan, and you're listening to the Pipeline Show.